Theo Dorsey back with you, checking in from Uptown Charlotte. It's the Capital One Orange Bowl Media Tour presented to you by Duffy's Sports Grill. And as we've been kicking it, talking some football, I mean, the most exciting part about this college football season is the fact that we know it's not going to be four teams competing for a national championship. It's going to be 12 when it comes down to the playoff. And the man to introduce us to all of that, I'm honored in his first year serving as executive director of the college football playoff, Sir Rich Clark.
Oh, thank you, Theo. It's good to be here.
I appreciate
this is
you.
Awesome.
And again, I feel like I have to, you know, bestow you upon the sir because I look at your resume. 38-year career in the Air Force, retired with the rank of Lieutenant General. I mean, you've done so much, and now here you are in the football world again.
I'm just old, but I'm full circle because I used to play football at the Air Force Academy. So, you know, I went from student athlete, grad assistant coach, then in the Air Force, now back, and I love it. I love being able to think about football every day, and that's my job, and I'm excited.
Well, I'll tell you this. I know you're taking over for Bill Hancock, who just retired last year. You're bringing this excitement, and you're coming in at the perfect time because now there's 12 teams. I want to jump right into that because we just talked about it. You were on that 85 Air Force team.
Yes.
That won, I think, 11, 12 games? Was ranked
12. 12 and 1.
Yeah, 12 and 1, ranked, eighth in the nation?
Yep.
Y'all would have been in the college football playoff.
We would have, and I'd have been talking about that right now. That would have been awesome. It's just 38 years too late.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
Isn't that just what the excitement of this is? I know a lot of people don't understand just how impactful this can be. I was talking to some FAU fans last year who were, you know, Florida Atlantic, obviously not in one of the Power 5 conferences, but I was talking to them about how, look, now – you can actually enter a season and say, if we do what we're supposed to do and win our conference and play at the highest level, we could have a shot at it.
We got a shot.
That's the crazy part.
It's hope.
Yeah.
It's like you have something to play for, and that opportunity is there. There's a path to every team to make it to the playoff, and that's what I think the beauty of this is. It opens it up to every team in the FBS, so it's amazing.
So for anybody that doesn't really understand this thing, I mean, what's the main question that you usually get about what the 12-team playoff is going to look like this year? I know that there's buys. I know there's auto bids. And then there's the group of five at large. What's the main question that you get that you enjoy answering to clear things up for people?
Well, so here's what I'll give you is people go, so tell me how it works, right?
Yeah.
That's like the general question. So in a nutshell, 12 teams, right? And you've already highlighted that. The top five conference champions will get an automatic qualification. Mm. So of all now the nine FBS conferences, the top five will get automatic qualification. The top four of those fives will get a bye, 1 through 4. Mm. They're going to get a bye. That fifth conference champion, if they're not already ranked in the top 12, right, then they will, let's say they were ranked 16,
yeah,
but they were the fifth-ranked conference champion, they're going to get moved to the 12th spot. Mm. Then seven other teams, and they'll be all ranked by a selection committee. All 25 will be – 25 teams will be ranked by a selection committee. Top seven teams then will be put into the bracket. Mm. So, yeah, the five conference champions, you got the seven at-large teams. That's what's going to make up the bracket. So it'll be a pretty big spread of teams. So it's going to be awesome. Teams 5 through 8 will play at a home field, at their home field, and they'll play 9 through 12. And that's going to be an exciting campus game. It's going to be amazing. And then they'll play through the bracket from there. So you will have a conference champion that's decided on the field, not in the committee room. It's going to be decided on the field, and it's going to be awesome.
Now, obviously last year there's a lot of fans that might be excited about a team that's here today in Florida State that would have loved to see this happen last year. But I do want to say this, now that you're now in this chair, and again, you served as a U.S. Air Force Deputy Chief of Staff for Strategic Deterrence and Nuclear Integration at the Pentagon.
Right.
How is that going to help you fend off those Seminole fans if they get left out again?
Oh, man, I don't know if it will. I don't know if I've ever had to deal with anything that would fend me off.
Yeah.
But I will tell you this. I'm used to controversy. I'm used to dealing with tough issues because that was a tough one, right? It was a tough one for a lot of people. But, you make decisions and then you gotta deal with it. And that's what we'll do. We're going to make some hard decisions even now. People think, 12 teams, it's going to be easy. Nobody's going to be upset. Oh, What do you think 13, 14, 15 are going to say? Or what do you think if you're that sixth conference champion that didn't get that bid, that automatic qualifying bid? Or you don't get the home field advantage in the playoff, you know, for the teams 5 through 8 that I just talked about. So there's a lot of points where someone might have a little bit of consternation, right? But I think in the end, it's a fair process. Our selection committee that picks, that rank orders all those teams, they do a great job. But, you know, it's really, by and large, going to be decided on the field.
Rich Clark, the executive director of the College Football Playoff, serving in his first year, is that here at ACC Kickoff in Uptown Charlotte. I mean, what does this feel like now? It's starting to become real, right? Like the path to that 12-team playoff starts here during talking season. You hear all the coaches and their quotes about their hopes of making this 12-team playoff. Like, what sticks out the most to you about this time of year?
I love it because everyone's anticipating, and that's what's so exciting about it. It's exciting. We haven't even started the season.
Right.
And people are already talking about it. The season is going to be wildly exciting from the first game right into November, and that's what is the other exciting thing is, now, even games late in the season can really have an impact. Mm-hmm. And so fans are going to be engaged because I think, you know, the week before the selections are made, the final selections are made, you could have 20 teams that have a shot. And that last game might make the difference. So it's exciting now. We haven't even started, but it's even going to get more exciting as we go, and it's going to ramp up all the way to the playoff.
I hear a lot of people on Twitter talking about how the College Football 25 game is helping them understand better what the 12-team playoff will look like when they simulate these seasons out and see where these teams land. Have you heard any stuff around that? Have you played the game yourself?
I haven't played it myself, but my kids are they haven't played it, but they're geared to going and getting that and start that. I think that is going to help build the excitement, though, because people can, you know, get into it and live it, you know, through the game, and it'll just help build that excitement throughout the season. So everything that we can do to help people understand it better is going to be good, because then they have less questions at the end if their team doesn't make it or whatever it is. They have an understanding of how it went.
Gotcha. Well, I'll let you get back to your more important duties than sitting down here and talking to
people. Nothing more important than talking to you, Theo. This is good.
I really appreciate you again, Rich Clark, executive director of the College Football Playoff. Looking forward to the games. Looking forward to the season, man.
Thank you, Theo. I appreciate it. It was great to meet you.